Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Geek Valley Social Club. Today, I want to talk about the comic book shop. What's the future of comic book stores or comic book shops? Like, what are they going to look like in a post-COVID world? Comic book stores are small business, and small businesses are hurting. And now more than ever, they need people to shop there. And with the holiday season coming up, as of this recording, I've seen a lot more posts about like, hey, instead of shopping Amazon, instead of going to big box retailers like Target, Walmart, whatever, like, it's like, hey, you know, if you know anybody with a small business, support them, like try to support small businesses, because most of them are probably not going to be around. Most of them are probably already gone. And comic book shops are no different. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, wait a minute, like, how are comic book stores not doing well? Isn't everybody into like superheroes and like all the movies and TV shows and blah, 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 blah? You would think, but unfortunately, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. So basically the popularity of superheroes and comic book, you know, stuff, yes, comic book stores are doing okay, but also big box stores, Target, Walmart, other venues are like, oh wow, like there's money to be made in this industry. Now, these places have always sold superhero stuff, but like I said, with this huge golden age of superheroism, like this boom with the movies and the popularity, more bigger name companies are like, hey, we can get a piece of this action, so we're gonna start selling more. I mean, there are even some places that are selling comics and collected editions and whatnot, you know. So like I said, it's a double-edged sword. Like it's good for the industry, but also bad for the industry, because bigger retailers can actually, you know, with deeper pockets, can, you know, they can buy up most of this stuff and sell them in their own stores, where specialty stores like a comic book store kind of, like I said, they're small businesses, so they don't get like the retailer incentive prices that most of these companies have. And like I said, they, you know, you can go into a Walmart, you can go into a Target, you can buy a very few collected editions, but like collectibles, toys, costumes, like stuff, you know, that's, you know, these, it's more competition for the comic book store. And granted, comic book stores are a specialty store where, I mean, again, it's not just comics. Most comic book stores sell other things like Magic the Gathering cards, merchandise, statues, stuff like that, specialty toys, collectibles, and whatnot. But you're seeing more of these at bigger retailers too now. Even with gear and clothing, like, you know, like you see a lot of places selling shirts and clothes for men, women, children. Like, so it's basically, this boom has basically just made more competition for the comic book store now, you know, and comic book stores are struggling to kind of keep up with these, you know, bigger box stores. And also the fact that we're in a pandemic, a lot of these places had to shut down, a lot of these places might have to shut down again, like, and I'm not just talking temporarily, we're talking like permanently. So, you know, it's really rough right now for the comic book shops, and it kind of hurts me, because I love visiting the comic book store, I go weekly, so I want them to survive. And granted, they will. Like, the reality is, are we gonna lose some stores? Have we already lost some stores? Yes. That's the reality. The reality of it is, some of these people are barely keeping afloat. They were probably barely keeping afloat even before all of this happened. So with this, this probably sent them over the edge. And the ones who are still around have adapted. The bookstore that I go to, where I live, I'm lucky enough to live somewhere where there are actually several bookstores, which is awesome. And there are a lot of people out there that probably don't have that luxury that I do, you know. Whether they had a bunch of stores, now they're probably down to one or two, some places even one. Like, I'm lucky enough to live in a place where I have access to like three or four. Granted, I only frequent one or two, but I do have options. But like I said, I'm just lucky enough. Again, that doesn't mean like these places aren't hurting. One of the places I go to, they had three shops, they're down to two. So I mean, it is affecting even the ones that you would think are more successful. It's affecting everybody. This pandemic has definitely hit hard on small businesses, and it just sucks to see the comic book stores being affected. And again, with what's happening in the world today, a lot of people have lost jobs and are struggling and this and that. So, you know, we don't have that as much disposable income as we used to. So even now, it's more important to, like, you know, we pay more attention to where our dollar goes. Like I said, collecting comics and action figures and whatnot, all the stuff I'm into, it's a luxury. Like, this, none of this is a necessity. I mean, granted, I could make the argument that reading comics is like for like my own mental health or like, you know, it's self-care. But again, like I said, I mean, it's not like this isn't sustaining me. Like I don't, like I can do without the books if I had to or whatnot. I choose not to. But again, like I said, most people, it's like, okay, I can't spend like I used to. So I got to be very wary of where my dollar goes. And the, you know, small businesses, bookstores, comic book stores, they've noticed that. And with the industry also, like, let's just take DC and Marvel. They, you know, they were shelling out like 800 issues of like nonsense every month. Now, if you know anyone who's paying attention, they've shrunk down. Like they've gotten rid of a lot of books. Like they're bare bonesing it themselves. Like they understand, like, oh, we can't just, you know, we can't give people 800 options, because now people are very, like, it's like the money just isn't there anymore. People aren't spending like they used to. With that, like I said, it's the comic book industry. What's going to happen? Like, where are they going to be after all this? Like, you know, are we still going to have comic book stores? And like I said earlier, yeah, we are, they will survive. Comic book stores will survive. Now, how many will survive? I don't know. That, you know, it's uncertain. But what I think, you know, like I said, that, you know, as of this recording, the holiday season is coming up, and you see a lot of people posting on social media about like, oh, shop small businesses, like before you give your money to Amazon and Target and Walmart and whatnot. Like, you know, if you know somebody that has a small business, if you know somebody that's making something on Etsy or whatever, like go to them, like support them, because I mean, A, they do need your support. Big box stores, they're gonna be okay. They're gonna be fine. Like, as far as I know, I haven't heard about any Walmarts or Targets or any big box stores shutting down, especially essential shops where they sell essential goods during a pandemic. So, but as far as small businesses, you know, unfortunately, they're the ones who are struggling. They're the ones who are hurting right now, and comic book stores are no different. So it just, it's a bit sad. It's a bit scary to think that, like, oh man, like, will I live in a world that might not have a bookstore? I mean, it's possible. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but like I said, you know, anyone who's all about shopping small, like, you know, and you're into superheroes, which everyone is, like, I mean, again, like I said, you think with this emergence of people loving all this sci-fi superhero geek stuff that I've been into since I was a kid, like into, like, you know, I didn't have phases. Like I got into comics, I stayed into comics, you know, like, but they're everywhere now. It's everywhere. Everyone's talking about Star Wars stuff. Everyone's talking about like The Mandalorian. Everyone's talking about the next Batman movie, you know, the Avengers, like, you know, it's not as taboo. Or, you know, when you bring up Captain America, people don't look at you like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, people know now. It's in the collective conscious almost. Like people understand and know comics, like, or, you know, the geek stuff. With that, like I said, it's a double-edged sword. It draws more attention to, like, hey, where can I get a lot of this stuff? Like, I, you know, my kids or me, I'm into this. Like, you know, for example, like, people are out there saying, like, hey, you know, I want to get my hands on some of this stuff, or where can I, you know, pick up a book or toys or anything related to this, because that's what my kid is into, or that's what I'm into, or whatever. Like, people are saying this, and it's like, you would think, like, oh, comic book store, go to a comic store. Unfortunately, there are not as many around as there used to be. And unless you live in an area like I do, you might not have access to that. But big box stores are like, hey, these are popular. Let's carry more of this stuff. Because they've always carried stuff. Like, you know, like Targets, Walmarts, you know, I say those two because, you know, they're the ones that are still around. But back in the day, you know, Kmart, JCPenney's, like all these stores that aren't around, Sears, you know, they would carry this stuff. But, you know, unfortunately, those stores aren't around anymore. But now, more, you know, they're carrying even more now. And it's cheaper for these big box stores to get these licenses, get this product, than it is for a comic book owner. A comic shop owner has to pay more of a premium to carry not just comic books, but like, say, t-shirts, action figures, like other memorabilia, other stuff, like regarding, where as these bigger name companies, that, you know, they don't have to pay as much, so they have the advantage. But like I said, it's adapt or die time. And it's been, I mean, even before COVID, even before the pandemic, like I said, a lot of these places were barely staying afloat. But now the industry, there is a shift happening in the industry. And now these comic book shop owners have to adapt to a new system. They have to, I mean, I think if you don't have like some type of online presence, and that's not just selling, that's promoting your store, doing flash sales, giveaways, anything. Like, you definitely need an online presence for sure in this day and age. But also you do need an online shop. Like, there are a couple stores that don't have an online shop. They don't sell online. It's like, that's a whole group of people you're not reaching. So a place like that is going to either fail, or they're going to struggle way more than what they have to. But the store I frequent, they adapted the curbside pickup policy. They, you know, the 6 feet rule, not so many people in their store, like most places. But even then, with the possibility of another shutdown, or possible if something like this happens again and they shut down, the store I frequent has come up with a plan that they can survive. Like, they've adapted to basically how things are working now. But unfortunately, other stores haven't. And some companies, some comic book shops, like I said, there used to be one distributor. Now there's two or three. I think there's two now at this point. But they had to learn a whole new system of ordering their books and getting their books from like a different company or whatnot. And it you know, like I said, they've adapted. But unfortunately, there are some shops out there. Like, if depending on who you follow on YouTube, or if you listen to other, you know, anyone who's in the know with comic books, there are some shops out there where some stores don't even take credit cards. They're still cash only. Like that's crazy. In this day and age, there are some shop owners out there that are still so old school and so in their ways that they haven't even modernized to accepting card payments, or, you know, even the swipe. And it's so weird, because I can go into any, you know, I can get a Square and sell something and have people swipe through my phone. Like, it boggles the mind that there are some, like, retailers out there, some comic shop owners that are just stuck in that ancient way of, like, you know, cash only. It's very strange. But like I said, those guys, anyone who hasn't adapted already, or who is against adapting to a new system or a new way, like, they're definitely doomed to fail. Like, you know, or they're gonna struggle. And like, why? Like, things are hard enough as it is. Why put more struggle on you? So, you know, like I said, the shop I go to, luckily enough, they've implemented a bunch of, like, new ways of doing business, like selling online, curbside pickup, stuff like that. Like, it, you know, and they make it easy. It's you know, it may seem like it's hard, it's different, so it might be hard at first, but I mean, it's pretty easy. But like I said, it makes me wary to think about, like, oh man, where's the industry headed? Like, what's gonna happen? Like, what's gonna happen to the bookstore? And what's gonna happen with Marvel and DC? Because again, you know, you used to think, like, they were these companies, and I think I'll save this for another podcast. Like, is there still a rivalry? Is it still Marvel versus DC? Because I see both everywhere, you know, and it's good to hear people talk about, like, that rivalry or whatever. But I mean, does it still exist? Because before, there was a rivalry because they wanted your money. They were fighting for your dollar. Now, Marvel and DC are both owned by huge billion-dollar corporations. You know, you got Disney and AT&T, and it's like, you know, I mean, are they really fighting for your money now? I mean, these are billion-dollar industries. It's like, but I'll, you know, we'll get into that in another episode. Another podcast, we'll talk about that. But like I said, where do I think, what's going to happen with comic book stores in the future? Unfortunately, there probably will be less of them in the future, especially in a post-COVID world or whatnot. You know, I mean, I still want to frequent them. But like I said, I can't stress enough, like, especially for those of you who are looking to shop small, you know, look into a comic book store. You know, try to find the comic book store nearest you and give them your business. You know, a lot of places sell a lot of stuff, more than just comics. So, you know, any support, you know, to a local business is always, like, appreciated. And why not? You know, it's the season. And like I said, you might just be, you know, you're more likely to be helping. Like, you see the people you're helping when you shop, like, at a comic book store, you know. And 9 times out of 10, like, all my experiences mostly have been pleasant with comic book stores. You know, from the people who work there, from the owners. I mean, these are people who really, like, care. Like with any small business, they care about you. They care about your business. They definitely value you. Most do. I mean, granted, there are some horror stories out there. There are some places where, you know, the owners aren't the most pleasant people. I've heard stories. I've experienced it myself, actually. You know, unfortunately, you know, you don't get into selling comics because you want to be rich. You know, you get into it because you have a passion for it. You have a passion for the books, the stories. You know, you just have a passion for that. So you get into that business. You know, you don't do it to become, like, a millionaire. I personally don't know any comic shop millionaires, you know, just people who love the industry and love doing that. But like I said, you can say that for all small business owners, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. But with comics especially, you know, a long time ago, I inquired about, like, you know, I was like, oh man, I wonder what would it take to run a comic store and this and that. So I researched it for about a year, and I, you know, interviewed and talked to a lot of comic shop owners, and this is, oh man, this is early 2000s or something. And a lot of these guys were jaded. And this is, again, this is back then. They were jaded. They were just like, man, this, first of all, this isn't a young, it's a young man's game. They're like, you know, and I had one guy tell me it's a single man's game. He's like, you know, he goes, it is, you know, owning a comic store almost ruined my marriage. He said, I spent like 7 days a week in the shop. You know, I couldn't afford to have employees, so I was the one running the show pretty much all things. Almost got divorced because of it. So, like I said, this is back in 2000. This, you know, this is when, you know, they were thriving. There was a bunch of them. The city I grew up in, there was like 3 shops, and then by the time, like years later, by the time I moved away, there was 1. No, there might have been like 4, and then I think by the time I moved away, there only ended up being 1. Like I said, it's hard to believe. Like you know, people are like, wait, but that stuff's everywhere now. Like I said, everywhere you look, it's Baby Yoda, it's Star Wars, it's Marvel, it's DC, the movies, the TV shows, it's all over the place. Like, how are comic stores not, you know, super successful right now? And it's because, like I said, it's that double-edged sword. It's like, yeah, it's everywhere now. But that's the thing. It's everywhere now. It's, you know, you don't have to just go to a comic store. Before, if you wanted any of this stuff, you had to go to a specialty store. You had to go to a comic book shop to get it. Now you don't have to. Everywhere you go has it. You know, you can go. I do the gas station by my house. They have Marvel tie Beanie Babies. I mean, like I said, everyone's carrying something because that's how popular this stuff is now. You know, I love it. I love that it's popular. I love that it's everywhere. I'm, you know, I couldn't be happier that, you know, being a geek in this day and age is, you know, it's not looked down upon as it, you know, like it used to be. You know, before it was just kind of like, oh, you know, when you heard, like, when you were called a geek, you were being put down, you know, and now it's like, you know, I wear that as a badge of honor now. Now it's like, oh man, dude's a geek. Like, he knows, like, talk to him. Or, you know, someone sees something they don't understand in a, you know, in a Marvel movie or about Star Wars. Chances are everyone knows someone now that knows something about that fandom. So like I said, I'm happy that this is where we're at in the world, but at the same time, it's like, oh man, it just kind of sucks because, you know, it's so popular that, you know, other people are like, oh wait, hey, there's money to be made. Or, you know, if people are looking for this stuff, we should start carrying it too, or we should start carrying more of it. But like I said, it just, comic shops right now are struggling, and it's just kind of sad and whatnot. So I don't know, I just wanted to talk about it. I just wanted to, you know, what do I think, what's going to happen. And like I said, like with other small businesses, we're going to lose some are going to adapt and hopefully thrive. Like I said, I see a reemergence basically once the storm is quieted, once the dust is settled, whoever is left standing, that, you know, they'll rebuild, and then more people will start spending their money a little more, without caution, and hopefully, like I said, those stores that were still left standing will do even more business. Because I mean, there's still a lot coming out. I mean, like I said, you know, Marvel and DC are still coming out with books. Shows like The Mandalorian. I mean, now you got some spinoff shows already. There's supposed to be an Ahsoka Tano show. So Star Wars, the movies, the TV shows, the superhero genre, like Marvel, DC TV shows. I mean, you got WandaVision coming out. I mean, there's a whole slate for the next couple years of like Marvel movies and TV shows that haven't even hit yet. So this stuff isn't going anywhere, and it's gonna, you know, people are gonna still be talking about it and look for somewhere. But it's like, I just urge that if you, or you know someone who knows a bookstore, I mean, you know, send people, if they're looking for that geek stuff, send them to a comic book store, send them to a specialty store. If you're looking to buy something for that, like, geek in your life or whatever, you know, like I said, you know, people want to shop small, you know, hit up a comic book store, go online, like, you know, support a small business, support a comic book shop. You know, they definitely need it. You know, and it, like I said, you may have to pay a premium price for certain things, you know, if it's not just books, because not everybody wants to read books. But I mean, why not get a collected edition of comics? You know, you don't have to buy a book every month to get the story. There's some stories that they've already condensed into one book for you. And feel free to talk to these guys, these owners and the people that work there. They are experts. They're the ones who know. Like, you know, they'll suggest things for you. They'll, you know, what are you into? You into Batman? They'll suggest, like, what kind of Batman are you into? You know, this, and this. Like, these guys are full of years of knowledge. I'm full of years of knowledge. It's experience. And like I said, they are a small business, so they can't afford to, like, sell this stuff cheaper than a big box store. But still, at least you know mainly where your money is going. Like, you definitely see the faces of the people that you're actually helping, whereas big box stores or major retailers, you know, you're just giving their money to, you know, just a larger corporation. I'm not saying, like, oh, that's bad or anything like that. I'm not trying to preach about that. It's just, you know, I want to see comic book stores. I want to see them survive all of this. I want comic book stores to still be around. And I mean, the reality is they'll still be around. We'll still have comic stores. We'll still have comic books. They'll cross promote with movies. I mean, there's always going to be merchandise to be had, you know, action figures, pops. Like, I mean, there's a ton of stuff out there. But like I said, I just wanted to talk to it. I just wanted to talk about it. Just, you know, it was on my mind, and I see a lot of posts about people shopping small. And then there's some people I listen to, other podcasters I listen to, that were talking about the industry. And, you know, is it failing right now? Is it in trouble and this and that? But I mean, the world is in trouble right now. And the comic book industry is no different. And there's a lot of shifts being made. And unfortunately, the ones that are being affected the most by a lot of this are the consumer for comic books and the comic shop owners. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, there will be survivors. People will make it out of this, and they'll be stronger. They'll be, you know, the stores who adapt and make it out of all this, you know, everyone's going to be scathed. Like, I mean, this is going to hurt. This has already hurt a lot of people. But like I said, the ones who make it out of this, they will thrive again. And there will be another reemergence of, like, you know, with everything. Like, you know, just to take it back to comics, X-Men, like the Phoenix, these stores are going to rise from the ashes, and they're going to be even more powerful. Sorry, I had to take it. I'm staying on brand. All right, leave me alone. But yeah, let me know what you think. Follow the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page. I will be doing contests soon. I will be doing giveaways soon. I've got a ton of stuff that it's just collecting dust here, and it's like, you know what, why not give it a new home? Why not give it away? So follow the Instagram page for stuff like that. But let me know, like, you know, what comic book store do you guys have? A comic book store you go to, you know, shop small, shop local, you know, help the industry out in that way. And as always, thank you for listening.